Embassies are closing. The UN is pulling out staff, and residents are hoarding food. People in Baghdad are preparing for war. They've lived through more than two decades of Stalin-like rule, intermittent conflicts, and sanctions. NPR's Anne Garrels reports that a possible war with the United States has injected a new element of terror.
The wind whipped through Baghdad overnight, rustling the ubiquitous date trees and coating everything with a dusting of fine sand. The gusts are the harbinger of the short, balmy spring. Then there will be the long, scorching summer with no respite from the 130-degree oven. If war is to come, Baghdadis believe it will have to come soon. Virtually every night, President Saddam Hussein appears on Iraqi television, meeting various commanders and promising victory. But for most Iraqis, their days are now measured by foreign news broadcasts that crackle over shortwave radios. And then there are the rumors. It's finally dawning on many here this could well end up as a fight for Baghdad. And the latest rumor in the capital is that Saddam Hussein will do whatever it takes, no matter what the risk to local civilians. It's widely believed, though not confirmed, he has laced canals around the capital with gasoline to encircle Baghdad in flames and enshroud the city in smoke, a desperate effort to confuse American smart bombs. The complacency Iraqis had about America's ability to pinpoint target has turned to terror that nowhere in Baghdad might be safe. Suspended between war and peace, there's a veneer of normality to this sprawling city of dun-colored houses. People are going to their jobs and schools. Some buildings continue to be built. Men play backgammon in smoky coffee houses. But the value of the Iraqi dinar is dropping each day. The price of bottled water has tripled in a week. Windows are crisscrossed with protective tape. The few foreign diplomats are poised to pull out at a moment's notice. Mounds of sandbags dot the city. They're stacked up near the gates of Baghdad's Antiquities Museum, where the doors are firmly shut. Priceless treasures have been spirited away for safekeeping, and archaeologists say they're armed and prepared to defend what's left in the museum as much from possible looting as from American bombing. At the Information Ministry, a likely U.S. target, workers are carting out computers and other valuable equipment. But foreign journalists who must work there have not been told if they too will be moved to somewhere that might be safer. There are few options for most people. There are only a handful of shelters for Baghdad's 6 million people. And there's another widespread rumor that residents will soon no longer be permitted to leave the city. Ba'athist Party officials have gone around some neighborhoods warning people if they abandon their homes, their houses will be confiscated or destroyed. One middle-aged Iraqi recalls the American bombing campaign of 91. He remembers Iraqi soldiers in the capital who literally dropped their weapons and fled. As he drove through the city, he and his son collected 3 guns that had been tossed on the street. He sold 2, but still has 1, which he's kept to defend himself from the anticipated anarchy. But he's confident most people will not resist the Americans. Others are not so sure. There are Iraqis who say they will fight the American invaders. Today is a Muslim holy day, and the sermons at Baghdad's mosques have become more strident, exhorting Iraqis to fight the infidel. And even if they are initially defeated, there are Iraqis who take comfort in their history, insisting Iraqis are the hardest Arab people to subdue. Ultimately, they say, no foreigner has ever been able to control this territory successfully. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.